This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Donald Trump on Wednesday became the third U.S. president to be impeached as the House of Representatives formally charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in a historic step that is sure to inflame partisan tensions across a deeply divided America. In the first article, the vote was 230 to 197. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the total.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted.
The vote found every single one of the chamber's Republicans voting against the impeachment charge, while all but two Democrats voted for it. The second article, obstruction of Congress, passed 229 to 198 with one voting present. Pelosi did not allow cheering or celebration in the House chamber when the votes were announced. President Trump, meanwhile, is in Michigan, a key battleground state he won in 2016 for a rally with his supporters. Trump told those gathered that the impeachment inquiry is not necessary.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before.
Supporters outside the rally agreed with the president.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard in my whole life, I think. I think the Democrats are just trying to dig up stuff on the president.
Michigan was key to his election in 2016, no question of that, and will be very important again in 2020.
The impeachment trial will be held in the Senate, where Republicans have a majority. This is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path for non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries for Indian citizenship. Francis McGuire reports, though, the move came despite violent protests across the country.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalise the community. Buses and train stations have been torched, and on Wednesday, police fired shots to push back thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
That is Francis McGuire reporting. Japanese journalist Shiori Ito has won damages from a well-known reporter that she accuses of raping her. As Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports, it's a high-profile victory for Japan's Me Too movement.
The Tokyo court ordered senior television journalist Noriyuki Yamaguchi to pay Ito 3.3 million yen. That's $33,000. The court found highly credible her account that Yamaguchi forced her to have sex while she was unconscious, and despite her resisting when she came round. They'd gone for a drink to discuss how to find a job for Ito, who was freelance. In her book, she'd suggested he might have given her a date rape drug, but she had no way of knowing. While the court doubted Yamaguchi's statements, in which he argued the sex was consensual, he'd separately alleged she drank too much. On Wednesday, Yamaguchi repeated he'd done nothing illegal and said he'd appeal the verdict.
That is Lucy Fielder of Reuters. The latest attempt by U.S. and South Korean negotiators to reach a deal on sharing defense costs ended without agreement Wednesday. Senior U.S. negotiator James DeHart said that Washington was committed to finding a solution that was mutually acceptable. DeHart emphasized the U.S. government wants all its allies to pay their fair share, not just South Korea. He was speaking in Seoul after the fifth round of talks to resolve the issue. The current agreement on cost sharing is set to expire at the end of the year. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.